We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome all. This Friday, the sun trying to peek out. Still have a lot of clouds in the area, a little bit warmer weather, a little bit less than what it was yesterday. Going to have some rain moving into the area tomorrow, it looks like, but we are, self-quarantining. We are safer at home, and we are kind of sterilizing ourselves and doing our thing, and we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. A really good day today in the sense of going through some memories. I talked about this the other day. When we got into the discussion of what if you had a game that you could go back and watch, and I would get this question asked to me a lot of times when we do the cigar dinners, which are back this year, by the way, and as soon as we get the all clear, we're going to be announcing some of the dates and where we're going to be going. But I get it asked all the time about what a game that you could go back and relive or go back and be a part of, what would it be? And so we're kind of asking you that question today. About whether or not you would go back to a particular game. Me, I can think of three of them. The 1975 Game 6. The Reds ended up winning the World Series, but they lost that game. But what an incredible moment. On the home run, waved fair, and Carlton Fisk hit it, and that place erupted. And right after the game, Pete Rose runs up to Sparky Anderson and says, "What a game!" And Sparky Anderson says, "Peter Edward Rose, that's it just ripped my heart out. Are you kidding me? What you're saying, what a game." He's like, "I don't worry about it. We're going to win tomorrow." But, man, was that a great game. I'll never forget that story being told to me by Sparky Anderson, one of my very first interviews in this business, and listening to that. And then, obviously, standing on the floor, standing on the field as the cannons went off and the confetti flew and the Green Bay Packers won a Super Bowl, and I'm working with the network at the time, and all I'd ever wanted to do was work for a team that won a championship. And I got a chance to do that, and it was fantastic. And then, obviously, the night that Brett Favre played for his dad after his dad had passed away out in Oakland. What an incredible emotional experience that was. The other one, and this was brought up by Steve. Steve said, "Hey, I remember listening to you when you were calling the Colorado Rockies and the Dodgers series for the Milwaukee Brewers." I remember that like it was yesterday. It's really weird, though. I don't remember all the details because I was so... Wayne Larrivee and myself, we had a chance to go call a couple of series for the Brewers because Bob was being inducted into the Ford C. Frick portion of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And Jim Powell and everybody from the Brewers had taken off to go, have Bob inducted that weekend. So we got a chance to do a little bit of a West Coast swing road trip. And I'll never forget that because that was always my dream, was to call Major League Baseball. If they called me today and said, "Hey, let's go," I would really pull at my heart if I would go call baseball or whether or not I would stay and do what I do and love every day, and that's doing this show. But I've always wanted to call baseball, and I got a chance to live out my dream in doing that, and sitting in for Bob Uecker was just amazing. It was an amazing, amazing time. So you're right, Steve. I appreciate you remembering that. Thanks so much. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. 8648. If you want to give us a shout, please feel free to do so. What are your memories? What do you What would you love to go back and revisit if you had the opportunity to do so? What would you love to go back and witness in person? Again, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Go ahead and light the lines because I want to take your calls. I want to get an update on the Fandemonium tournament. And yesterday we kind of previewed this a little bit before we left, but our flagship station out of Milwaukee, which is 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, they've been on the air for 15 years. I've only been a part of this this station as far as being in the station for 10 years, and that was when we launched the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That's my home base, for those that don't know, around the state and around the world, for that matter, that are listening to the program on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So they started putting all the personalities together, and I think there was like 100 and something of them, but Radio Joe and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer sat down and went through the top 64 and put the tournament together, so we had some kind of an interactive bracket that we could go by and then let you, the fans, choose the bracket. And then, you know, the brackets kind of came out in different regions and such, and it's really fun. It really is. It's probably more fun for us than it is for you, the fans, but it's a blast to see all the names and to see the voting and such. Well, voting got underway last night at 6 o'clock Central Time. So, Joe, do we have an update on any of that? I mean, I don't know where to go for to see what the fan voting is, but do we have an update on the voting?
So here's the deal. I cannot disclose numbers.
Okay.
I have seen some numbers, though. I think you need a little bit of a bump, Bill.
I don't doubt that. Haters make you famous, man.
Yeah, you need a little help. And that's why we have a statewide audience. I think we need to let them help you out a little bit. You know, okay. Wisconsin, help Bill out. You can help me out, too. I'm also in this bracket. But help Bill, because it would be... It would be so bad if you, Bill, go down to a 16 seed. For those that don't know, Bill is one of the one seeds in this tournament right now. So all I'm saying is go to 1057fmthefan.com, and it's really easy. You literally just put your email in, and then you just vote away. You go from matchup to matchup to matchup. So that's all I can say, Bill. It's just you need a little bump.
There you go. Yeah. That's okay. I'm good with that. You know, it's all in fun. If a one seed goes down, a one seed goes down. Like I've said, haters make you famous. So the more people that don't like you, that want to vote against you, hey, they're still listening too. But I'm, you know, I don't want to go down to a 16 seed. But if I do, I do.
All right.
I'm not taking it terribly hard.
Okay. So not only are you in this tournament, I am also in this tournament, and our assistant producer Evan Heffelfinger is also in this tournament. Give Evan some love too, man. Evan does so much good stuff behind the scenes for this show. He's been with us now for the last several months. I mean,
Let me ask you this. Are there people that are in this tournament that are adamantly and vehemently promoting it for themselves?
Yeah.
Okay, because I put out a tweet and a post.
Yeah.
And said, hey, can you vote? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But I've seen some people that have been on Twitter. They're killing it, like every 10 minutes, you know, like every 10, 15 minutes. They're crushing it, trying to get people to vote for them.
Well, for some people out there, it's a real ego trip. Some people that I've seen on Twitter have been so offended that they're not the number one seed. So they've been putting their whole resume out there of what they've done at this radio station. And you can make some legit arguments for some of these other guys being number ones. All I know is you, me, Evan Heffelfinger, vote for us. 1057fmthefan.com is where you can vote. Very simple. And this is like, I don't like to promote myself. This is the one time I'm going to do it. I ask is that I get out of the first round at the very least, because if I do move on, I'm likely to face Gilbert Brown, who was a big contributor of this station for many years. Yes, that Gilbert Brown of the Green Bay Packers, he'll probably be likely moving on, and that's who I'll have to deal with. I don't expect to beat Gilbert Brown.
Okay, let me do this. For those listening on Twitter, I'll put the link out there right now.
Yes, do it.
And do that, and that way people can find it. It's really easy. I'll put it over on the Facebook fan page. You can find us there. And if you email me or get a hold of me in some way, shape, or form, I'll shoot it to you as well. But we'll go ahead and pimp our. Now, when does it go on? When does it end? When does the voting for the first round end?
The voting ends on the 31st of March. So you have a few days to get your votes in for this. It's been pretty crazy how many votes have already been casted in the first 12 hours of this thing. So that's really cool to see so much engagement. But you have a lot of time to do this through the weekend into Monday. Cast your vote. And then after that, we move on to the round of 32.
What's our buddy Evan Heffelfinger's Twitter account?
I'm going to bring Evan in. You're what? Evan Heff 25?
Yeah, at Evan Heff 25.
Okay.
Evan Heff 25.
Okay.
We'll get Evan on there as well.
I would, because Evan is a 13 seed. No offense to Ryan Horvath, who he's going up against, another producer from the Chuck and Winkler Morning Show. That's a really tough matchup. But I got to go with Evan. I got to go with Evan.
Okay.
No offense to Ryan, but I got to go with Evan.
All right. Okay. Well, so we'll get it out there. I'll put the link out there. So for those of you listening, give it a couple of minutes, and it'll hit Twitter here in just a couple of minutes. So hang in there. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And the state of golf in the state of Wisconsin is, it's not under siege, but right now it's been shut down. Rob Jansen, the Wisconsin State Golf Association, the executive director, he's going to join us and give us his thoughts for you avid golfers that want to get out on the links and have a little exercise and still social distance yourself. We'll get his thoughts. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
To the program. Don't forget the Traeger Grill. We used it yesterday. Had a blast doing it, too. That is the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You can find it at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware, Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. Join them all there. Get a great deal. Talk a little golf now around the rest of the state of Wisconsin. A lot of people wondering when they can get back out on the golf course, and a little bit surprised that golf courses were shut down, for lack of a better term. Rob Jansen, a WSGA executive director, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Rob, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. I know that this hit Radio Joe, who is the golf enthusiast. I do like to play and get out as much as I can, but shutting down a golf course has hit him rather hard and many other golfers around the state. So I'd love to get your perspective on all of this.
Yeah, it's hit me hard. It's hit golf courses hard around the state. They're small businesses and facing uncertain times, and they face a lot of challenges in most years with weather and other factors. So this is just another challenge that all courses and golfers are facing right now.
What was the reasoning for shutting down golf courses specifically? Because I think, as we all know, if you've ever played golf, especially if you're, you know, out with a couple of buddies, as long as you're not in the same golf cart, you're pretty much far apart.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, and that's why we continue to try to stay in communication with the state to make sure that they have good information as they're making these decisions. When the order came out and initially just referenced country clubs, that kind of spoke to me that, hey, maybe they're not really understanding the golf industry right now, and, you know, not all golf courses are country clubs, and what do they actually mean here? They later clarified that all golf courses, you know, were to shut down, obviously. But the same FAQ mentioned that you may engage in outdoor activities that meet social distancing requirements. So, you know, we're trying to get the message back to the state that golf has quickly adapted. We feel golf can be played safely and meet all the same social distancing requirements that's allowing other outdoor activities to continue right now.
Was there anything in place from the, because I got a buddy of mine that has a golf course in this area, and he's like, look, we could have had one person on staff, we could have had a collection out front for whether it be credit cards or for or for cash to be put into. We could have even done it on the honor system. We could sterilize the carts with wipes as the carts come through. We could stagger how many people are on the course. He said there were so many ways to allow us to stay open, and they didn't want to listen to any of it. Was that something that was presented to you, then you presented on to the state, or is this just something that maybe they were doing and not everybody was taking into consideration?
Yeah, you know, I just don't think the state knows how quickly golf has adapted and, you know, how golf can be played safely. There's been a lot of efforts going on and people, you know, coming up with their own kind of recommendations, and including some national organizations who put out some, you know, helpful guidelines for courses. So they're, you know, ready to go if and when golf can resume, or golf is being played in most states around the country right now. So these guidelines have been helpful to allow states where golf is being played to make sure that it's being done safely. So we've tried to take all the best information from around the country and adapt that into some recommendations that we're going to provide to the state as to how we specifically think that golf can be played safely here in Wisconsin under the Safer at Home order, similar to other outdoor activities.
Talking with Rob Jansen, WSGA Executive Director. There is a petition online that's been signed about 30,000 times already. Is that something, now, do you guys have any affiliation with that, or is that just something that you can use to put in your hand and say to the governor or to someone in the governor's office and say, hey, there's a legitimacy here. There are people that would love to do this and stay fit. I mean, this is a time which you're very sedentary, staying at home. This is kind of a healthy activity as long as there is required social distancing.
Yeah, we didn't start the petition, but great to see that golfers obviously care about the game, are passionate about the game. I also like that the message of the petition wasn't, hey, we just want golf back. It was, hey, we think golf can be done safely. You know, some of the same recommendations that, you know, are part of our message with the state. I signed it myself as a golfer, wanting golf back myself. But we're focused on, you know, kind of the official channels that we're working through, letters directly to the governor. You know, we put in our request through the WEDC to have golf classified under that essential business category, and also maintaining communication with our friends at the Department of Tourism, who we've worked closely with over the years and continue to have a great relationship with. And they've been very helpful in, you know, providing us some kind of guidance through the process and, you know, encouraging us along the way.
So what is, I guess, the next step?
The next step right now, I have a call with the Secretary of Tourism this afternoon. So we're going to talk about golf, and I'm going to share some of my ideas and hear their perspective as well, and see from them what they feel the next best steps are. But remain hopeful that, again, with proper protocols, that golf could be played safely, and we think it could be a great outlet for golfers right now. And it's not even about the golf at this point. You know, this isn't about getting out there to play your best round. This is just about the health and well-being of everybody. You know, we think it could be great just to get people outside, keep them spaced out, let people get some exercise, and just keep up their mental health a little bit through all this.
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point, if indeed they say, okay, let's qualify this, at what point would you expect then, you know, as the weather begins to turn, golf courses then either be allowed open or begin to open?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, hoping to get some guidance on that today or in the coming days here. You know, if not golf coming back here very soon, you know, we just want to make sure that that the state knows that the golf industry will be ready to go, you know, whenever they're told that golf can be played, and they'll be ready to bring it back safely, and, you know, make sure that they've adapted. You know, it's not going to be golf as we used to know it right now. It's going to be a little bit different version of golf with social distancing, and that's okay right now. And, you know, whenever the state feels that they think golf can be a part of these social distancing guidelines and, you know, not present a health risk, which we don't think it does, we just want to make sure the golf industry is ready to go and can start back up when we're given the green light.
Yeah, I was going to say, you hope it's sooner rather than later. Now, do you have to go? You talked about going through the tourism and such and then talking to them in different departments. At what point, I guess, in this process, does it then end up in front of the governor to where he says yay or nay?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wish I knew the answer. A lot of this is new to me. I'm not a professional lobbyist, so, you know, just doing this through the channels that we have available to us and, you know, doing the best we can with the process. I don't think anybody's getting the governor on the phone directly right now. He's got a lot of important things on his plate, obviously, and golf isn't at the top of his priority list. You know, but we feel that there's a lot of good information being shared out there. A lot of, you know, state representatives and people involved in the state government, you know, who are helping to share our message. So, you know, we're confident that that message is getting to the governor's office. And, you know, as soon as they are able to take a closer look at it, you know, we just want to, again, make sure that they know that, you know, the golf industry has been working hard to quickly adapt, to make the game safe for all, you know, and we think it can be, you know, a part of the process moving forward here.
Well, we certainly hope that golf is allowed once the weather starts to turn. I mean, I know there's a lot of avid golfers that want to get out there right now. And please, by all means, keep us up to date. Let us know how things are going. And then if that becomes something that we can get back at. Because you can't play, you know, baseball. I mean, I guess you could if you're still 6 feet apart. But you can't. You got to get people together. You can't really play basketball. I mean, even soccer to a certain extent. But golf, it's you against the course. And if you're just a single and you want to get out there and hack it around and get some exercise and move through the fresh air and do it in a clean cart, man, I can't imagine why they wouldn't allow that. But that's a little bit of a head scratcher. But best of luck to you and keep us informed of how things go, okay?
Will do. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. And stay safe and be well.
Absolutely. There you go. Rob Jansen, the WSGA, Wisconsin State Golf Association Executive Director, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. I know there's a lot of you that play golf that really want to see this happen. And again, I am all for social distancing. I am all for staying healthy. I've been really doing everything I can to do my part in all of this and try to not only keep myself, but you as well, as informed as possible. And we've shared a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts on many different topics. And other than people that just don't like the golf, there's not many people that really disagree with not allowing the golf, or that the fact is that they don't allow the golf courses to be open, that golf courses pretty much should be open. You know, you got hiking trails that are open, parks that are open. You would figure golf courses would be as well. So, anyway. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, my good buddy, co-host of the Chuck and Winkler Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, our buddy Chuck Freeman. I'm going to ask him if he had a game he could go back and watch, because Chuck's a wealth of information when it comes to that kind of stuff. We're going to talk with him about it. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. Hey, don't forget our friends at Quick Trip, the Forrester Farm bags of individually wrapped chicken breasts. You can get boneless, skinless, cage-free, all-natural, whatever it happens to be. But you get one bag, you get 10 cents off per gallon of fuel. Two bags today, 25 cents off per gallon of fuel. Three bags, you get 50 cents off per gallon of fuel, up to 30 gallons if you use your Quick Rewards card right here, right now. Stop into your local Quick Trip store. Big sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Thanks to them for being a part of it as well. And don't forget, today you get the big cookies. They're on sale as well. Four of those things for a buck. Stop into our friends at Quick Trip, who are sterilizing their stores continuously, and they want to remain open and keep their distribution centers open because it's just the stores that we need for each and every day stuff. Milk, bread, eggs, obviously just some of the niceties in life, bags of chicken, things like that, things that are going to keep you healthy, keep you safe, and keep you moving throughout the upper Midwest, our great state, also throughout the country. So thanks to Quick Trip for being a part of this. It is Fridays with Freems. Our good buddy Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Freems, how you hanging on there?
Bill, is our connection good? Are we doing good here? Is everything okay?
We are doing wonderfully. You sound
fantastic.
Great. You
fantastic.
Sound healthy. You sound happy in your self-quarantine. How are things going with you?
Yeah, I just went for a 40-minute run. I try to run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Did it at the health club. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of running outside, but I got to get it done because I'm sitting around here and I still got to keep, because I'm eating, I'm still keeping up my eating habits, but I don't have any problem running to the refrigerator these days. I feel like I'm doing that a little too much, so I got to work out.
Yeah.
I know you work out too. And have you been getting the same amount of workouts? So I think it's important at this time that we still continue to keep ourselves healthy. And I just got back from a 40-minute run, jumped in a shower and ready to go.
I have committed myself to eating healthier, and you know, you've been to my house. I've got the gym downstairs. I've renovated that a little bit, and I've stayed on the Peloton. I've stayed working out with the weights and such, but I've kind of changed my eating habits, and my goal is when we come out of this to be 20 pounds lighter. So I just weighed in the other day. I said this on air yesterday. I weighed in at 259, which is the lightest I've been since my sophomore year of high school.
Wow, okay.
I'm heading in the right direction.
I feel like it's, like for guys like you and I, we're bigger guys, I feel like it's a constant battle because if we slip up for a couple of weeks, then we're always chasing those pounds that we gain. It's just, you know,
It's a weekend, man. I go out and have a few beers and a thing of wings or, you know, whatever, and next thing you know, I'm back into busting through my ass, you know, so I got to be careful, man. I get maybe one or two days a week, and that's it. That's all you get.
With you. I'm with you, man. Last time you and I got together, we went out and had a couple of Bill Michaels at the at Club Calderon.
I went out
and had a few beers at the Q Club, and that's the last time I saw you, Bill.
Yeah, I know. And then after that, the quarantine lockdown happened, and we've all been separated ever since. So, you know, let me ask you this, because you guys are doing a lot of different stuff on your program. Today we started talking about some of the most memorable games. If you could go back and witness, you would do that. And that's the reason I want to get you on, because you tell me if there's some games that stick out to you that you would say, you know what, I got to go back and watch this game in person. I would love to go back to that. What would it be?
Well, ironically, it's probably a game nobody ever thinks of. And it involves the Milwaukee Bucks. And I got to go back to 1981. It was an Easter Sunday game. And right away, if I would say Easter Sunday, people automatically would say the Brewers going,
right,
you know, 12-0 that day, Easter Sunday, 1987. It was an Easter Sunday, 1981. The Bucks were playing Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Bucks in 1981 were the 3 seed, and they had 61 wins. Or 60 wins. Imagine that. They had the 3 seed with 60 wins. That's because Boston had 62 wins. Philadelphia had 62 wins. They were the 2nd seed with Doc Irving and the Bucks with Marcus Johnson and company. The 3 seed with 60 wins. I felt that was the best chance in Bucks history to win an NBA championship. And they played Philadelphia in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals on an Easter Sunday in Philly, a noon start. They lost 99-98. They lost that game, and man, there was a game I felt they could have won. They rallied from a big deficit. Marcus had 36 in that game, but I am confident if they win Game 7 in Philadelphia, they go on and win the NBA. They go on and win the NBA championship. I feel they were that good. They would have beat the Lakers that year or anybody else who was in their way. They were that good of a team, man. I wish we could go back, because the Bucks in 81, I want to watch that. Yeah, and I think Brent Musburger was doing the play-by-play of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Game 7, Easter Conference semifinals, 1981, Bucks lose 99-98 to Doc Irving and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I go back to the Bucks in that Game 6 in Milwaukee when they were playing the 76ers. And remember, right after that is when Scotty Williams got pulled off the plane going to Game 7 in Philadelphia. But I'll never forget Game 6. George Karl comes walking out of the tunnel. The place erupts. They had the towels waving. As a matter of fact, the towels were waving so hard it created like a dust, like almost a fog in the air inside that arena. That's when Sporting News came into Milwaukee and said, that is the best sixth man in all of basketball. That place was rocking. It was called the Fortress on 4th Street. Ted Davis had dubbed it, and it went national. And that game was incredible, obviously, when the Brewers were sitting around waiting to see what would happen, and we're all watching the big Jumbotron, and the Brewers find themselves going to the postseason, and the place erupted, and everybody was having a great time on the field. That was a big game. Nigel Morgan's base knock, that was a big game. So there's a lot of great games. The game that I remember the most, first and foremost, is standing on the field at AT&T Stadium as the confetti flew, and, you know, we're down there doing the stuff for the network, and the Packers had just won a Super Bowl. And that was the first time I'd worked for an organization that had won a championship. So, to me, that was a big game. Brett Favre's game right after his dad had passed away out in Oakland. We were out there. That was an incredible moment. So there's been some amazing games that have taken place, amazing moments that have taken place in Wisconsin sports history.
Yeah, I would say Super Bowl 31, when the Packers won in New Orleans, when they beat the New England Patriots in the Desmond Howard MVP game. You know, the Packers have been so bad for so many years. And I remember at the game, I was covering the game along with Mike Clemens, and we were at the game. And I remember it from our media seats, standing up, Luther Vandross is out there singing the national anthem. And I'm looking down at the field at the Superdome, and I see the flag on the field, and I'm seeing the Green Bay Packers dressed in their colors. And I'm thinking, and the national anthem is going on, and I got a tear in my eye because my dad had passed away 3 years earlier, and he was a huge Packer fan. And I'm thinking, I can't believe, I'm getting welled up just thinking this. I'm at the Super Bowl watching the team that I grew up watching after so many horrible seasons of watching Packer football in the 80s and into the 90s and from the 70s when I was a really little kid. And here I am at the Super Bowl, and the Green Bay Packers are playing in the Super Bowl. And not only that, winning it. So it hit me during the national anthem that day that I was actually there. And, you know, the Packers went off and sealed the deal and won the Super Bowl. But, man, that's a moment I'll never forget. But a game I'd rewatch on the TV would have to be that Bucks playoff game in 1981.
So let me ask you this, because word leaks out today that the NBA is now saying, and at least targeting, mid to late June to get the season back and going and then play a little bit of an abbreviated rest of the season and then get into the NBA postseason. Does this long stint regarding the coronavirus, does this derail the Bucks from winning a championship?
No, I think they'll still, when they get back to playing, they're still going to win the championship. I think they're the best team in the NBA. You know, when we last left the Bucks, things weren't going so well. Giannis had hurt his knee. The Bucks had lost to the Lakers. And, things, for the first time, the Bucks were facing some adversity this season. I think every great team, every team along the way, on the way to a championship, you hit a couple of speed bumps along the way. But that would not interfere with me. I think the Bucks are still going to go on. We better resume this season. We need to resume. I don't care if we resume it in December of the next year. If we have to, we're not starting a new season until we finish this one.
Yeah, I would agree. I want to see them finish the season. I don't know what this is all going to hold. I as much as I want to say we're going to be back to normal, I know the end of May, middle of May was when Major League Baseball was possibly targeting a time to be able to come back and you know, kind of get back to camp and then have probably the beginning of June beginning the baseball season. But, man, I think after this week, people are getting a little bit stir-crazy already. We're only a couple of weeks into this, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do this weekend. You know,
you got to do like an indoor date night or something, you know?
Well, we've done 14 of those in a row so far. So
okay.
It's time to, you know, and getting out for a walk when it's 38 degrees outside isn't my idea of it. You know, I just went for a run, but that was out of necessity. But, I just don't know. I don't know. And, you know, like this weekend, we'd have tonight we'd NCAA. The NCAA Sweet 16 would be going on. And then Saturday and Sunday, we'd be getting down to the regional finals. And it would be Saturday and Sunday. There'd be two games each day. And, man, I love it. I love the college basketball tournament, and I'm going to be missing that this weekend. We'd have baseball that was starting yesterday, and we were planning on going to the Cubs game, the Brewers-Cubs game on Saturday night at Miller Park. That's not going to happen. And we have the Sunday tickets. So, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm looking forward to getting back to. I just think September and August, if we do get back to this, are going to be just great months. You know, with the Masters announcing now that they're going to be playing in August, and you have the Kentucky Derby, and you get maybe baseball and the NBA Finals. Man, August and September could just be just awesome for us.
Yeah, it could almost be informational overload. You know what I mean?
I'll take it.
But compared to what we got going on right now, no, I completely agree with you. But I'm just thinking to myself, we could almost be on like informational overload. You could have the NBA Finals going on, baseball going on, the NFL starting to hit the training camps and getting back to somewhat of a sense of normalcy. In addition to that, like you said, you're going to have the Indy 500, which is going to be going on. You're going to have horse racing starting back up in the beginning of September. You are going to have the Masters. You're going to have golf that is going to be back in full competition, and they're going to be all over the place with majors in a very short period of time. I agree with you. I mean, we could just be all over the damn road come September, and then we're going to almost be wishing at that point in time that we could just slow it down once we get to November, and that's when basketball is going to be starting again. So I agree. Chuck, you stay safe. If you figure out more date nights and more ways to do things, keep posting, and we'll figure it out and kind of go from there. Hey, let me ask you this. Yeah, you guys got into the Fandemonium stuff this morning. How you feeling about the Fandemonium? You've been on the Fan for quite some time, the local station in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something maybe we should have done a long time ago. I think it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. It seems like everybody right now is at everybody's throat because some people past and present with our radio station aren't happy with their seeds. Yes.
I know. I just – this is one of those fan things. It's not like it's a competitive sport. You know what I mean? And it's just people are going nuts.
Nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to be that guy that loses.
Yeah. People are – well, you know, I don't know. As much as I want to say I care, it's like, look, okay. Whatever happens, happens. You know, the old adage when your former partner Mike Wickett used to wear the T-shirt that said, haters make you famous. I look at it as long as they listen and enjoy the program, I'm really, really happy with it. So, you know, we'll get by. But, yeah, it is fun for the fans. It's fun for the fans. And for some people inside the walls, man, I'm watching Twitter. I'm watching Facebook. People are just getting upset. It's holy mackerel, guys, settle down.
I got my former partner, Wicked, coming at me, and you and I both got number one seeds, and he's questioning whether I got number one seed or not, and I'm going back at him, and I'm like, what are you doing, you know?
Right.
So
right.
And then but we're going back and forth, but there's Pete. Yeah, nobody wants to lose in this thing. That's what I think it is. Nobody wants to lose, but at the end of the day, you know what matters most to the audience, the fans.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it's a popularity contest, and when you and I are, you know, can walk around Summerfest or State Fair Park and fans are coming up and taking selfies with us. That's all I need to know to tell me who's listening to the show.
Yep. No good. Good stuff, Chuck. Enjoy yourself. Take your time, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Bill. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That's our good buddy Chuck Freeman joining us on his home landline, or his home line, I should say. Hey, by the way, the Cubs and Cardinals series that was scheduled to be taking place in London this year, the Chicago Cubs taking on the St. Louis Cardinals, it has been removed from the schedule. They're going to play that game or those games. So if they do indeed get to those games, they are going to play them in St. Louis. The Cardinals were going to be the home team in London. Give that to the start of the Major League Baseball season has been delayed by the pandemic. It's unclear when the games are going to be made up, but that has now been taken off the list. Just an FYI. So that game is not going to happen. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. They are still open. If you need to get your vehicles serviced, They have a lot of great things going on online. They are considered an essential business because you need to keep your car running. If you're looking for service, go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. And see for yourself all the different specials they have right now. A lot of different specials. If you're at home and this is something you've been putting off, now's the time to do it. So check it out. But they've got a lot of different things going on right now. In addition to that, if you do want to buy a car, they're giving a lot of great specials in the sense of payments are deferred, no interest financing. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff going on right now in the automotive world. They can help you out. They're just really good people over there, and they just want to keep you moving because when this is all done, you don't need a bigger debt, and you want to be able to do everything affordably with great deals and great specials, and that's what Van Horn Auto is all about. So go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Eric Dickerson, the Hall of Famer, former Rams running back, he is not happy. Like, fans are not happy. If you haven't seen it, the Rams have changed their logo. I'm not a fan of it, to be honest with you. It's too computer-generated. But basically, Eric Dickerson says it looks like a penis. He said it just looks like a penis. Now, I don't necessarily – Joe, do you see it where you could say, oh, yeah, that's there's a wang on that helmet?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just use the word wang in the helmet.
It's hanging there.
Is it? Okay. I guess where? I'm looking at it right now, both versions. I don't see it.
Over there's a particular logo where it says, you know, Los Angeles Rams, and then there's like this yellow wave that goes through the lettering. First of all, it kind of looks like the Chargers logo, but it also looks like an appendage.
Yep. It's I can see the Chargers logo in it. I can't believe I used the word wang and helmet in the same sentence, but yeah, I get that. The Rambassador, as he's calling himself. So the Rams have a new logo, and it's not great. You know what it looks like to me? Like they would be called the LA Express. Like it would be an XFL team. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know who came up with the logo. I'm not a fan. I like the old logo. Maybe it's just old school, but okay. But Eric Dickerson, a guy named Dickerson, says that.
Yeah, how appropriate.
Yeah, how appropriate for that. Says, it looks like an appendage on the helmet. And there you have it. So you decide. Maybe we just post that. You decide. Does the Rams' new logo look like a penis? And along the same lines, tell us your favorite game that you'd love to go see in person. How we looking? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.